Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. Jesus said, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Your Advocate. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The title and today's reading have a word that you might not know: advocate. An advocate is someone who speaks up for you, defends you, watches out for you, makes sure you're okay. Your family, especially your mom, dad, grandma, or grandpa, would likely be great at sticking up for you. Friends, brothers and sisters, your teachers, or perhaps a neighbor who knows you well could be great advocates. These verses talk about the best advocate of all, the Holy Spirit. Jesus was talking to his disciples shortly before he was going to suffer on the cross. He spent a lot of time teaching the disciples so that they would be ready to go out and tell others about him. There was a lot to tell them, and they had a lot to learn. Jesus told them that he wouldn't be with them in person. This might have made them afraid or worried. Jesus told them so many things in these two verses. He's telling us those things too. 1. The Holy Spirit would teach them what they need to know and remind them of everything Jesus had been teaching them. Phew, they didn't have to know all the answers. 2. They didn't need to worry because Jesus is their peace. There's peace that you find sitting in a quiet spot after a very busy day. That's not the peace he spoke about. The best peace of all is knowing that sins are forgiven and you are God's child. 3. They and we didn't need to be afraid. Jesus wouldn't be walking around with them like he had the past couple of years, but he'd still be with them, and he's always with us. Like the disciples, there is a lot going on all around us. It is easy to get overwhelmed or worried. Jesus reminds us that we don't need to be afraid. He promises that the Holy Spirit will teach us too. He teaches us when we read the Bible, or listen to a Bible story or devotion. He's our advocate who teaches us and watches over us and helps us stay close to God. Best of all, he gives us the best peace of all, his peace, because Jesus is our peace. We pray. Dear Holy Spirit, thank you for working faith in our hearts and helping us to grow in faith. Thank you for the peace we have, knowing we are your dearly loved children. In your name, amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.